another episode of the Adeptus Ridiculous Podcast. My name is DK. His name is Bricky. We're going to learn about some really big iron hands, I'm assuming, today. And before we do, though, if you enjoyed today's episode, head on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous, where you can get access to the Discord, bloopers if they happen. $15 tier gets you all the HD posters you could ever want. And if we hit 20,000 big ones, I will do a Warhammer Fantasy episode on the Skaven for Bricky. So patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous. Bricky, tell them about the other super cool stuff.
Well, we're out of mats.
Oh my god.
So I bought a lot of mats and they're all gone now. I'm sorry. I didn't think they would go that quick. We're out of mats. I wasn't planning on restocking it, but we might do that sometime later in the summer. You could still buy the big Music of the Third print, though. The print's sticking around. So if you still want the great artwork, you can still buy the print. Also, the other poster, the classic monthly poster done from Shy and Halistay and the gang, you know, the classic one we normally do is also up for purchase if you would like. Nice little more relaxed, not cursed Imperial Guard style one. Excited because I know that it's a good one, but that means that there will be an enormously cursed one after that.
As I was going to say, enjoy it while you can.
And I think, besides that, DK, are you done with Kingmaker?
I am super duper close. I have less than 3 hours, so we could record the book club real soon.
Might be an idea to record it sometime this week, so we might have a book club this weekend. Maybe. So we will see, and then we will talk about the next book club after that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it. Merch down at orchid8.com. Check it out in the description. Grab your stuff. Neato burrito. DK, we've talked about this before. What is your breakfast burrito of choice? Is it like, what was it again?
If I could customize it, it would be like a California breakfast burrito.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man, okay. I've never seen that anywhere, but, oh, God, I would go into a food coma for it.
That is fair. I like myself a good steak or an egg or, like, chorizo burrito. I think spicy jack cheese is underutilized in breakfast burritos.
Oh, absolutely. I think spicy jack cheese, just melted spicy jack cheese, is completely underrated, period.
And, you know, speaking of underutilized, our topic today, the Iron Hands.
How are we going from spicy jack cheese to the Iron Hands?
I just told you, speaking of underutilized.
Certainly the Iron Hands aren't underutilized. You told me last time that they have literally broken the meta several times.
Okay, that is true.
That sounds like they're overutilized.
But you could paint your minis as whatever you wanted, and then you could paint them Ultramarines and then walk up and call them Iron Hands because you're allowed to do that because they're not going to restrict you from your painting.
Right, but that's not underutilized. That's just someone being stupid.
No. This is a gameplay perspective. You're on the wrong side of the world.
Hey guys, I brought my Iron Hands that are painted like Space Marine. What?
Yeah, well, most
that doesn't make them underutilized.
Most Iron Hands are painted like Space Marines. You dork.
Well, I meant Ultramarines.
I know what you meant. Shut
up, man.
You said it wrong. Dorks.
You're the dumb one here, not me.
You damn Ed boys. You dorks.
Stupid anyway. Ed boys.
Stupid Ed boys. The Hat of Discipline. Do you live in a cave? Anyway, the Iron Hands. Yes, so last episode was on Ferus Manus, the name that means Iron Hand in Latin, with his Iron Hands, the chapter Iron Hands, and his ship, his capital ship, Fist of Iron. Subtlety is about as subtle as Iron Hands.
I gotta tell you, Bricky, the Ferus Manus episodes was head and shoulders your best episode.
God, it just doesn't get old, does it?
It certainly doesn't. It really doesn't.
So many people are probably so sick of it already, but I just don't really care.
Bricky, it was a cut above.
Cut above. Shry says, neck. Oh, yes. Shry says, we have been preemptively banned from the Iron Hands Discord for.
For what?
For, we got too ahead of ourselves. For breaking one of their rules, which is no head jokes.
Oh, well, listen, guys, I'm sorry that we got a little headstrong. I guess we got a little in over our heads.
I guess we were a little in over our heads.
We were definitely in over our heads.
Sorry. I know maybe our jokes should just take a little off the top next time.
Just a little off the top, yeah.
Mm-hmm, all right, I think we've got our quota for head jokes so far.
Yeah, we are banned for ever and all time, if that's a rule. We have been preemptively infinite banned from, what is it, a Discord or a...
Or like Tyler 1 back in League days.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway, ironically, though, I actually have better things to say about the Iron Hands chapter than I do about Ferris Manus.
Oh.
It's hilarious how the Iron Hands chapter have about maybe 4 to 5 times the information on their wiki page than Ferris Manus does. His is super short and theirs is enormously long. Granted, wow. It probably is because Ferris Manus's lore is probably a decent portion in it.
Manus's lore ends before the Horus Heresy does, so
that is true.
There's not a lot to go off of.
But the Iron Hands actual Space Marine chapter.
Yeah, he got cut short. His lore got cut short, just like him.
God damn it. Chivkin says, well, Ferris Manus got a bit shorter during the...
You know that
part in the beginning of God of War Ragnarok where you pull Mimir's head out and Thor really quiet? It's just like, he's lost weight.
Man, if they do that and they make Ferris Manus into like a Ymir character and he comes back, like... just attached to some random warrior's, like,
you
belt.
Are weak, Corvus. They did that in text-to-speech.
And he just starts, like, massively shit-talking whoever he's attached to.
Listen, you gotta have a punching bag sometimes, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just needed. Anyway.
Agreed.
But yes, the Iron Hands chapter are actually far more interesting than Ferris Manus, in my opinion. They actually have a bit, not necessarily a bunch of like hyper interesting lore about them, but they themselves are a bit more interesting. They like their personality and who they are. It's not much different than Ferris, but it's got enough of an intrigue to the point where I can kind of appreciate them more than their Primarch. So Ferris Manus, gets a haircut and that's there. let me go ahead and use this quote first. It might be a little bit nicer.
Okay.
only when by the power of our hate, we have truly shed the prison of our own flesh, shall we be judged worthy to stand at the side of the returned Primarch. Every foe I slay, every stone I cast down, makes my hatred purer. And the day Ferris Manus is restored to us, a day closer.
Oh, so, that's an actual quote, huh?
Yeah, so I think maybe it's a bit of a missed opportunity that GW can utilize a bit more in the future. But I would argue that a great way to describe the Iron Hands chapter is that each of them are in a various stage of grief.
Oh.
And that stage of grief has actually molded what they're like now.
Oh, that's pretty. So I'm assuming they're in stages of grief because Ferris Manus is dead. He was their father. He was their leader. And they're still trying to like cope with the grief of literally watching him get his head sliced off.
So, well, not many of them watched it per se, because the rest of the Iron Hands around him were overrun and killed.
Right. I was going to say any witnesses would be long dead, because that was like a massacre or something.
I'd say that the Iron Hands... So, some Iron Hands believe that their Primarch will return to them one day.
This is the part of the story that I did. Because, like, as soon as you said that in the quote where they're like, oh, we're waiting for him to be restored, I was like, they're leaving the door open for it. Like, they're leaving the door open to figure out some kooky way to, like, bring him back as, like, he's all machine from the neck down or something. Or, like we said the other episode, where he's the Headless Horseman, the Dullahan or whatever.
Well, not quite. I'm assuming GW leaves the door open for everybody because that's just GW. You can do weird things with the warp. Like, there's always an universe reason. Even if the reason is stupid, there is still always an inverted universe reason. Yeah,
fair enough.
But some people, like the Iron Hands, some of them believe that their Primarch will return to them. The Iron Hands are broken up into these like clans now. And also they were also broken up into successor chapters. That was what happened with the Great Scouring or the Second Founding. Gilliman, Codex Astartes broken them up into various sub chapters. The usual jazz. But with the death of Ferris Manus and, you know, then the wounding of the Emperor, the bitterness they experience and the hatred kind of only grew the next 10,000 years. Because when you think about it, the Iron Hands suffered the most out of any chapter or any other Space Marine Legion in the Heresy, I'd say. Besides maybe the traitors like Death Guard getting turned into Nurgle slaves and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of the Marines, they're still loyalist.
Right, because of the other Primarchs you have are the Blood Angels and Sanguinius dying. Maybe
the Blangles kind of suffered, and they have that whole black rage that kind of afflicts them, and that kind of sucks. It makes them cool, but it does kind of suck.
But Sanguinius died as a martyr. Sanguinius died as the Golden Hawk Boy, going purposely to his death, knowing that he would save humanity.
And now he's after wrecking a ton of fools and one of them corn. What are they called? The big ones with the wings?
Bloodthirster.
Bloodthirst. God, why can't I ever remember that? Yeah, and he dunked on a bloodthirster and a
Warlord Titan and Angron.
That's right. I forgot about that. He dunks on he does die a big hero, and Ferris Manus is just like, oh no, I got ambushed. Where's my head?
Exactly. And also, the Iron Hands got, the Blood Angels didn't get bodied on the Drop Site Massacre. The Iron Hands got reduced to like a paltry, tiny little bit of units left of strength. Mm. Because so Ferris Manus does not die a hero. He is ambushed and murdered. Most of his honor guard are killed. The Iron Hands are sustain enormous casualties and are basically taken entirely out of the Heresy. Oof. And that's it. Yeah. The Black Rage and the Blood Angels thing is really bad, but they were not reduced to a nearly sub-zero number of units at the end. Sanguinius died a hero, and then the Blood Angels went all Black Ragey afterwards and proceeded to slaughter the heretics.
I guess that's fair. When you put it like that, yeah, the Iron Hand suffered, and yeah, they're probably not in a good mental headspace, I suppose. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
No, and they didn't, they were like really struggling with how to cope with this, because on one hand, Ferris ran towards Isvan in like a blind rage after waking up from his fight with Fulgrim. And so a lot of them were like, God damn it. This is entirely the point of what Ferris was trying to teach, was we not to let emotions get the better of us. Mm-hmm. Don't let emotions break you down and make dumb decisions. But our father did that.
Yeah,
it's like he did that. And then they were angry with Ferris for doing something like that. And it showed to them even more so the weakness of like the human intellect and emotion. But on the other hand, they also had hatred for the Salamanders and Raven Guard, because they fell back after being ambushed, and they're like, if you had stayed and fought, maybe our Primarch would still be alive, or not missing, depending on who you ask.
So it actually sounds like there's some loathing towards Ferris Manus from the Iron Hands, because they're like, dude, what are you doing? Like, this is exactly what he said you'd do, and you're doing it. Like, don't be stupid. And he just... he does it anyway.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they aren't exactly thrilled with their Primarch either, which, I don't know, I guess I figured the Iron Hands were just, like, fully and completely devoted to him, right? And to hear that they're kind of like, nah, you done goofed, is interesting, actually.
It's, I think for them it's less, I mean, obviously it is their Primarch. They revere him as practically a demigod, right?
Of course, because he's a Primarch.
Because he's a Primarch, and most legions treat their Primarchs quite well, except for certain individuals. go Sevatar, go Karn, let's go. Giving shit to their Primarch, let's go.
Yeah, big time.
Yes, but at the same time, yeah, they see what he did, and in a sense, it more so reinforces this idea that human emotion is a weakness, and Ferris Manus especially had the whole process of purging weakness because he despised weakness. And so then it becomes, obviously Ferris Manus had his own mental things, and near the end we talked about how he would get rid of his metal arms because
it's a crutch,
it's a mental crutch, and the body itself is very important and needs to be honed. But because of that, the Iron Hands then, with this experiencing of like grief and all that, kind of start removing the parts of themselves that they consider to be weak, which would be the body.
Yeah. So they kind of, I don't want to say pervert, but they kind of warp and twist his idea of purging weakness into like, oh, well, his humanity is what got him killed. And that was bad. So let's just do what the Admech do and just cut off all the weakness and make ourselves metal and strong.
So I won't lie, after all the after the heresy, how they came to some of these conclusions is really creepy. Like the sign of like a domestic terrorist you'd see on a forum online.
I do kind of like that they're coming to these bad conclusions. And they're making these horrible decisions because they don't have a Primarch to, like, steer them in the right direction.
It's one of the, remember when I mentioned before how Dark Angels felt like one of the chapters that were the most degraded from their original heresy counterparts? The yeah. Iron Hands are, like, a close second, if not roughly equivalent, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So basically the returning Iron Fathers on Medusa after the heavily damaged chapter made a council, and they were called the Iron Council. That is the new main leaders of the faction.
They do love their iron names, don't they?
They really do. And so the idea is that no single body will govern the Iron Hands again. It now will be a conclave, basically the council. The council allows you to sit on it, but we do not grant you the rank of master.
Okay.
No, really? No?
No. No idea.
Star Wars? We do not grant you the rank of master. It's like, that's unfair.
Right. From the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was terrified. many other legions, particularly like Dorne and Sanguinius, the Imperial Fists and the Blood Angels, went and immediately sought out vengeance. Go down and stop everybody. But the Iron Hands kind of tempered themselves. They were furious, but running out immediately is what got Ferris killed and what they believed to be a weakness. So they held back and used their rage to aid in these cold calculations. Hate would not be the driving force of their counterattack. And so for 86 days, they did something called the tempering, which was holding up in their little zone on Medusa and calculating the most logical, the most powerful, and the most ruthless course of action to deal with the new traitors.
I gotta tell you, the more and more we talk about the Iron Hands, they literally sound like Admech Light.
So, after 86 days, their tempering was complete and they put their new plan into effect. Their decision was that the logic was that humanity itself is the problem. I read that and I was like, oh boy.
Oh boy. That is, isn't that like a heretical way of thinking? Isn't that like not how you're supposed to think about, you know, humanity that you're serving and Emperor of Mankind and Terra? And that seems just a little bit heretical to me.
Remember what I said? It has the makings of like a domestic terrorist that you'd see on a forum.
Yeah, well, that's right. It does.
The prophecy has been foretold. A new hand touches the beacon. But the rebellion only happened because traitor primarchs and to the extent even the emperor could not eliminate the inconsistency of humanity from their decisions. Jealousy, fear, hate, vanity, all of it needed to be cleansed from the human soul in the fires of war. Even trust could be considered a flaw.
Wow.
And the traitors could not be allowed to spread their weakness to others and corrupt them. And humanity must be purged of its flaws, or else weakness will take root again.
Oh, wow. Are we entirely sure that the Iron Hands are loyalist? Because this all sounds like some chaos bullspit. Like, woof.
It's a little Iron Warriors-y, isn't it?
It sure is. It also sounds like, I just can't help but like keep thinking, like, it's like they sound so much like AdMech. Like, this all sounds like it would be like, if you told me an AdMech was just spewing this stuff on repeat, I'd be like, yeah, makes perfect sense. Humans are weak. Emotions are weak. The flesh is weak. Remove the flesh. Put on the metal. Boop-a-da-boop-boop-boop.
So it depends on how you're seeing each faction, because now the Iron Hands after this would go seek out and destroy all weakness and replace it with machine-like strength and calculation. Now, this also gave them very close military ties to the AdMech and would often offer an alliance for protection for the Adeptus Mechanicus in exchange for extensive knowledge from the AdMech themselves. In fact, the Iron Council would have a special position on it called the Voice of Mars, where three senior tech adepts would represent Mars itself.
Okay.
But yes, the overarching thing of the AdMech is, they work heavily with the Iron Hands. An important thing to note, though, is that when you think of the AdMech, what is the AdMech's number one pursuit? What is their most important thing?
What is their most important? I mean, they just want to become like perfect machines, don't they?
No, not necessarily. There's one thing AdMech are always trying to do, and that's the preservation of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
It's always knowledge. It's always about knowledge. And keeping their knowledge intact. Always about, hey, preserving and also going out and seeking old knowledge, because they believe that all knowledge has already been discovered. Yeah. And it's a simple case of finding it, which is why AdMech affect themselves the way they do, not just because they believe in the purity of the blessed machine and the machine god, but also to preserve knowledge, keep themselves alive, to preserve knowledge, data banks, cogitators, being able to record everything they ever see and do.
Why they hate the idea of creating something new so much is because, like, well, everything's already been the knowledge. Everything's already been done. We just have to find it. What do you mean you're creating something new? Everything's been created. You're crazy.
Creating something new would be to go against the knowledge of the machine god, which would be tech heresy.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, the Iron Hands, I think, more so see flesh as a massive weak point, whereas the Iron Hands have flesh is weakness. It creates weakness. The AdMech believe that flesh is weak because they want to like preserve knowledge and keep themselves going, and also, you know, weapons to defend themselves, to keep themselves alive for longer, which preserves knowledge for longer. Don't get me wrong, there is overlap between the two.
Yeah.
But the Iron Hands are obvious, are very much like my the flesh is weakness, and weakness must be purged.
Yeah, yeah. And Shai had an interesting thing up here that she said. She said for the Iron Hands, their metal augments actually do very little to improve their bodies because they're already space marines and their bodies are almost perfect right off the bat, so they legit seem to suffer from some kind of body dysphoria. Sorry.
I think dysmorphia also works, just in a different way.
Yeah, I think
way.
They both work, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's actually, like, I hadn't thought about that because they are, space marines are perfect. Like, they're built that way. So trying to, like, remove a leg and replace it with, like, an entirely metal leg is like, what are you doing? That leg was perfect. Now you've got a wonky-ass metal one. Like, that's stupid.
So that actually goes to show how the Iron Hands have been operating as of late, where this like, weird, like, cognitive dissonance they've been having, where on one hand, you know, missing of their Primarch, and then, you know, they hate, or not hate, but they, like, are upset with Salamanders and Raven Guard because they believe that they were weak and they fled instead of saving their Primarch. They hate themselves because they think they were too weak to have saved their Primarch. But then they also are mad at their Primarch because he let emotion take over, and he wouldn't have died if that was the case. And the heresy happened because human emotions like jealousy, hatred, vanity, all of it led to the heresy. So that's a weakness.
Whew, man, the Iron Hands need to take a mental health day. And that's what they need to do. They need to just take a day, just like decompress, man. They therapy is okay, and it is for everyone.
Bros will literally remove parts of their body and replace it with bionics instead of going to therapy.
Yeah, therapy helps. You don't even need to be suffering to take benefit from therapy. You can just go.
I like that meme. Like, bros will do X instead of just going to therapy.
Just going to therapy.
Bro will make an entire Doom 2 mod about his buddy's house instead of going to therapy.
Bros will get their heads cut off instead of going to therapy.
I mean, have you seen those therapy prices? They are like head and shoulders crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So this is why I think that the Iron Hands, kind of like their clans, all sort of represents an aspect of grief in its own way. You know, there are some clans that don't believe that Ferris is dead and he will return to them when they have stricken enough weakness from their bodies. And you could argue that's denial.
Oh, that's super denial.
There's depression, which is just possibly the complete removal of all of their human emotions, this cold, calculating machine that's just completely uncaring.
Yep. I think the entire Iron Hands probably feel some degree of depression that their father died.
Right. Different kind of depression, though, than like the Blood Angels.
Oh, yeah. Much different.
There's anger.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of
plenty.
Anger.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of anger there.
They're all, like, completely upset with how he handled himself and how he didn't handle his emotions. So, yeah, that tracks.
And then
blaming
you got
Ferris for it, yeah.
And then you got bargaining. And bargaining is just trying to, like, you know, if I, the more weakness I strip from my body, the more flesh I remove from my body to become pure and machine-like, the better we will be and the stronger we will become and our father will be returned to us.
I like that. I like that Iron Hands are basically, as you look through the chapter, it's just the different stages of grief.
It's not utilized enough, I don't think. Like, this is kind of a conclusion that I and a few people have come to. But it's not, I don't think it's used enough. Like, it needs to be put into place narratively a bit more.
Yeah, like, they need to lean into it a little harder and make it really obvious.
Instead of
just kind of like a subtle thing.
Or just like some more, like more books that just kind of go into it a bit more.
That sense, I kind of like that Ferris Manus died then, because that sets up this whole chapter that's based on grief, and that's kind of cool, actually.
I think that the best thing that happened to the Iron Hands is Ferris Manus's death. It just sucks that Ferris Manus had no goddamn development or anything to make him interesting at all. But it made the chapter more interesting.
Oh, yeah. Infinitely more interesting.
Like, they have a couple, like, there's an old proverb in the Medusan clans, which is, as iron sharpens iron, so truth cuts, and war makes right. Or, and there's this other one from Post-Heresy, which is, the Iron Hands are not saviors, nor should we be. A man who could not save himself is weak, and the weak do not deserve to be saved. For such a man, only death is fitting. This we can provide.
Ooh, that's a wow, that's a great quote.
It's that it shows them off.
Like, yeah, that encompasses, that's like, that is the most Iron Hands quote you can get. Like, that's their anger at their Primarch and just how they feel in general now. And that's great. That's a great Iron Hands quote.
So, for a while, like, their new main beliefs is that their flesh is a weakness. And not only that, but it becomes, like, disgusting to them. As Shai put, it's almost like flesh is this... I read this thing, I think somewhere in the wiki. It was like a soiled jacket. Or like a disgusting garment that is draped over them. And the longer they spend in the chapter, the more there's like the fleshy feeling of their body. Just it bugs them. It makes them feel wildly uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was that level of uncomfortable. Like, I need to get this removed and replaced by something strong. It's crazy because, again, Ferris Manus would hate that. He would hate it.
He wouldn't. It is so far away from what he liked as a doctrine.
Yeah, he would have wanted like you to embrace and strengthen your flesh, not rip it away and augment it. He hated his own Iron Hands, right? So, oh man, he would be disgusted if he came back.
Yeah, his Iron Hands were useful to him, but he did. I mean, getting rid of weakness is one thing, but purging weakness from your body by replacing it is not the same as like hardening yourself.
Yeah.
Oof. So, for example, like the Iron Hands, when they are initiated into the chapter, they sever their left arm immediately and then replace it with Iron Hands or like a bionic hand.
Oh, why just the left one? Why not both?
I don't know, because they just chose the left one.
I was going to say, then shouldn't they just be the Iron Hand because they've only got one?
Maybe because bionics don't always take. It might be a smart idea just to be safe to keep your other hand.
Well, that's why you do one at a time, right? Like, you're like, oh, yeah, when you get initiated, you slice off one, you put the iron arm on, you are an Iron Hand now, and then maybe when you rise up to, like, captain, and it's like, oh, yeah, see, they take. You slice off the other one, you get the other one, and you're only a true Iron Hands once you've become, soiled in battle, prove yourself worthy of Iron Hands or something. I don't know.
Well,
it seems weird that they only do one. Like,
well, trust me, it doesn't stop with just one. So the first one is also, it's kind of like
ritual. Pringles? Are they Pringles? Once you pop, you can't stop.
It's true though. the one hand they do, sometimes it's surgically removed and stuff. Sometimes they even stick the hand in the Medusan lava just to burn it away and kind of and just feel the pain to give this overwhelming feeling of hatred.
That's also the same. That's symbolism, because that's what Ferris did to get his silver hands, right?
Yep, that's the whole point behind it. The drowning of the
symbolism of your father. Yeah.
But as time goes on, the Iron Hands, and they get older and older and more veterancy in the chapter, they become more coldly resolute, not really caring about the loss of their various chapter mates, because death is, you know, weakness, failing is weakness. Mm-hmm.
And the emotional ties are considered weak to them, so why would they grieve?
Right. And Iron Hands often will scour their flesh, like inflict pain and scarring themselves as a reminder of the weakness of an organic body.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. And but through his lifetime, they become even more resentful and hating of their flesh, to the point where a long-standing veteran Iron Hand Battle Brother that's like multiple centuries old, like 400 or 500 years old, might just genuinely be a brain and heart.
Oh, wow.
And that is all they are.
Oh, man. They've replaced everything else.
Full stop.
Ooh, wow.
Some of the captains in the higher levels might just be a brain. And that is it.
That's a... So I'm wondering, only because Shai posted this picture, what do Termies look like? Is that a Terminator that she posted?
Yep. The Terminators are actually a rather revered part of the Iron Hands because the tactical dreadnought armor is so kind of rare.
I was about to ask about the dreadnoughts too, because they must love that shit, because they are just fully and completely embedded with a machine, and they must love that.
Oh yeah, being a dreadnought is a huge honor.
For the Iron Hands, yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
there's
actually a picture of a Iron Hands Terminator here.
Whoa!
You know, he's big and scary. And he's got all kinds of boobs and bobbles.
Oh my god, that is a horrifying picture of a dreadnought.
Terminator.
It's these Terminators. We talked about these with I think Kirioth. Those are so dope looking. Oh, I love those.
They are just super heavy mechanical bionics, like full of all kinds of bips and bobbles. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of their actual Terminators. They have a very wacky and weird name. Maybe Shai can remind me, but it's Gorgon Terminators? Oh, wait. I thought they were called something else in the Heresy.
Gorgon Terminators makes sense because, you know.
The Morlocks. That's what they were called. The Morlocks. That was back in the Heresy, the Morlock Terminators.
Yeah.
Now they're called Gorgon Terminators. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Gorgon. Yeah.
So a lot of the more veteran people are just barely have any organic stuff at all. And being interred into a sarcophagi of a dreadnought is a huge honor of the chapter. And in fact, a lot of the higher up, the higher ranking people in the Iron Hands are dreads. In fact, in game, you can actually turn a dreadnought into a character and have it lead your lead your army.
Oh, nice. And obviously that tracks because, you know, of course they would follow a dreadnought because that is just cold steel, cold, unemotional steel that just wants to push forward and slaughter.
Yep. I believe they call it March of the Ancients.
Nice.
Which is it gains the character keyword, add one to attacks and leadership. That's the ability. Mm. So yeah, the Iron Hands dreadnoughts are often characters or main important like groups of the chapter.
Yeah.
And the Iron Hands themselves make use of tons of vehicles as well. They consider it to be quite an honor to put their bionics into a machine and like interface with it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That tracks. Sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty classic case for the Iron Hands. And so often in-game, you will see Iron Hand players run either a good amount of vehicles, a good amount of dreadnoughts, or just lots of big, heavy weapons.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Sure. Even their dreadnoughts look really cool.
Yeah, I mean, those are the old boxy dreadnoughts, but they do look fun. And of course, Iron Hands are, you know, black and silver, which is a perfectly fine color combo.
Oh, yeah, especially for big, chunky machines. You're just going black and silver. That's classic. That's going to make everything look good. Yeah.
There's actually a really interesting thing they do called the Forge Chain, which allows, and you know how in the Space Marine trailer you had those little service studs on Captain Titus's forehead?
Oh, yeah, to show how many years they've been in the service, right?
Yep, they do something somewhat similar where they actually remove parts of their spine vertebrae and replace it with new metal versions of it. Oh, and the metal comes, and it comes from different clans. So like I think for every 100 years, they replace one of the vertebrae.
Oh, wow.
And they can have different kinds of like steel and other metals to be used for depending on where the clan comes from. It's like all a cultural thing.
Does it stick out of the skin so that, like, everybody can see it? Or is it just something that's like, oh, I know that I've had 4 vertebrae removed, and that's my honor, and nobody else can see it? Because, like, with the Space Marine thing, you can see the studs. And it's, like, on display for everyone to be like, oh, wow, look at how much service this dude has had. Is it the same thing, or is that kind of just for them?
I don't really know. I'm assuming there won't be any skin there left anyway, because Iron Hands.
They've already ripped the skin off their back, so it's like, yeah, look, here's my whole spine. You can see it. Look at the metal. That's fair. That could be, too. Yeah, sure.
And so, like, as you see, Dan, there's some pretty good artwork there, Shai's posting.
Oh, yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah, but the Iron Hands, obviously, with their repeated use of all these kinds of vehicles, tanks, you know, dreadnoughts and so on, are all really neat. But it's interesting when it's combined with the way they do war. Mm-hmm. They do it, like, in near silence. Because chatter is not important. You know, if you go into battle with the Iron Hands and they are extremely cold, machine-like, and methodical. They don't shout battle cries or inspiring words or anything. The only thing you really hear on the Vox is mouthfuls of grit. Just like grunts. From, wow. You know, maybe like, not like they're grunting on purpose, but like they get hit or something.
Yeah, yeah, like somebody just hit him in the chest with a thunder hammer and they go, or
something like that. But they train and prepare in combat in total silence. They disembark from their transports in silence with their comms open for essential battle comms only.
Oh, yeah, just battle tactics about where they need to go or, yeah.
Wow. They basically move like automata. They don't speed up. They don't slow down. They move in exactly precise angles with bursts of bolter fire. The only sound coming from them is really the sound of their guns and the hum of the power armor.
Wow! And so they've sort of got that creepy vibe to them. Like, we said that about the Necrons, right? Where it'd be really creepy to go up against an army that just made no sounds. They're just moving in cold, calculating formations, and just there is no emotion, because they want to be like robots. They want to be cold and unfeeling, so yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an interesting thing, because, you know, as they fight, they'll still do really powerful, you know, maneuvers. They'll be able to have to. They'll, you know, attack in various methodical ways and break through defenses in that way, but it will all be mostly in Vox silence.
That's creepy.
It is really weird. I mean, they're meant to be kind of automata, right?
Yeah.
And so it kind of gives you the thought process of them versus other chapters, where there's like a, what is it? There's an old, like, there's this the thing where burning building, and you have like firefighters and stuff. Mm-hmm. Firefighters don't run into burning buildings to save people because it's a really good way to get themselves killed.
That is true, yeah.
And, like, sometimes people might do it. People might do it, or firefighters might do it. Like, they'll run into, like, certain buildings and, like things that have been prepped and proper. But if it's
– sure.
If your captain says don't do it, you're not supposed to do it. Though there have been times where they disobey the captain's orders. They run in and save, like, children or people.
Yeah, because it's like, well, I can't just let the child burn in the building. I got to at least make a, you know, attempt at it, sure.
Right, but often they make an attempt at it and then they die because you're not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they succeed, and then it's crazy. And I kind of assume that other chapters fight in that way, where like the salamanders are going to make a heroic charge at the enemy. You know, it's a gamble, but it's a gamble alone that might pay off, and they'll make the run and they'll break through a formation, and then by doing so, it allows reinforcements to get in there, or they disable an AA gun, or that kind of thing, or they die horribly.
Totally feel like that. The salamanders feel like the firefighter that's like, the captain said don't rush in because it's too dangerous, but the salamanders are like, oh, there's a child or an innocent in need of saving. They would definitely be the first ones into that building. 100%. Right.
But an Iron Hands person will never ever do that.
Oh, never. So, yeah.
So their cold calculations make them really effective, but they lose out on any of the reward that comes with risk.
Oh, okay.
Because there is, because risk is has reward.
But, if the Iron Hands saw a battle, and let's say they do the calculations, and they're like, oh, yep, that's unwinnable, they just straight up won't deploy?
They will literally not deploy. They will leave. They will have Militarum down there, like, getting murdered by Tyranids. It's like, we need reinforcements, and they run their calculations, and they're like, nah. And
that's a burning building. Sorry, we're not running into that. But
there have been battles that have been lost because the Iron Hands flat out refuse to deploy stuff. Because they're like, if we deploy stuff here, we'll lose X, Y, and Z. And by losing X, Y, and Z, that means we can't fight this battle over here that we kind of want to fight. So sucks to suck. Bye.
Wow. To me, that just seems crazy for a Space Marine chapter to do. But again, it fits the Iron Hands, right? That's their whole thing.
Yeah, Iron Hands are not much liked. I mean, they're still the Emperor's angels, but they are the rough ones.
Oh, yeah. Shai said Iron Hands are one of the few chapters genuinely hated by human populations. Oh, I don't doubt that for a second, because the Iron Hands, not only will they not help in dire situations like that, but they also kind of just hate humanity in general, too, because they think humans are weak, fleshy, way too emotional creatures. So
human weakness got their dad killed. Yeah.
So yeah, that also tracks very hard. Damn. The Iron Hands are actually super interesting. I don't think I'd want to be an Iron Hands. I don't think I would play. Well, I don't know. The Iron Hands minis are pretty cool, but they are super interesting.
They are made more interesting by the death of their very uninteresting dad.
Yeah. I gotta say, at this point, I was like, oh, yeah, headless Ferris Manus. Wouldn't that be cool? Bring back Ferris Manus. Now I'm like, no, don't bring him back. That would ruin the chapter because he'd probably try and fix them.
You meme about bringing back the Blood Angels all the time, though.
Well,
sure. You just do it because you think it's funny.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do the Ferris Manus thing because it's funny and I can make head jokes. But, like, legitimately, I don't want him back. He would ruin the Iron Hands. He would make them boring.
So, do you want to read the thing that Shai posted?
Oh, yeah. She said, your Primarch is dead. Your Legion got decimated at the start of the Heresy, and you got no glory. Your entire philosophy goes against what your dad ever wanted. You blame him for his weakness and loathe your own body, and the only thing that makes you feel better is replacing pieces of yourself with machine. But making yourself more machine makes you more cold and uncaring. General human population hates you because you are an emotionless, uncaring robot. You feel horrible and cut more parts of yourself to feel better. Repeat, being an Iron Hand sucks.
I mean, that's basically seems to be the case.
Yeah.
They always felt to me like the actually chapter. And there's a great meme I saw a while ago that I thought was really funny, which is this one. There's a spelling error in it where it doesn't say wounds.
Oh yeah,
properly,
I saw this one. Yeah. Did Shai post this when we were doing the Ferris Manus one or something? I remember seeing this.
She might have. I may have missed it. It's like, don't worry, the scar will heal. You just know it won't. Scars will eventually fade, but they do not heal. There are treatments that scars can improve for appearance, but it will not be healed fully. It's like, brother, shut up.
Brother, please shut up. Yeah, salamanders and Iron Hands must not get along at all.
The Iron Hands hate the salamanders. They dislike
the drop site thing.
Because the drop site thing. So
the massacre. Yeah, that's right. Them and the Raven Guard, right?
Iron Hands and salamanders are polar opposites. Opposites.
They are magnetic poles. You're not getting those two together. Nope.
No, they would hate each other. The salamanders
and they probably do.
the salamanders probably do hate the Iron Hands. Full stop. I would be surprised if they didn't. Mm-hmm.
And the Iron Hands, well, like you said, the Iron Hands do hate the salamanders.
Hmm. Or at least disdain them.
Yeah.
Also, the Iron Hands also like while they can be angry and stuff, they are also incredibly blunt in their anger. But like the boring blunt, where unlike Dorne, which Dorne is just kind of uncaring and stuff, Iron Hands will be mean and rude and awful, but in like a machine way. Spiel does walk up and be like, citizen, your family is dead because you're weak. Be stronger. And they leave. It's like, okay.
That guy's an absolute asshole. Yeah, he's an Iron Hand. What do you expect?
Yeah, it's just like, if you were stronger, your family wouldn't be dead. Leaves. And you're like, okay, awesome.
Thanks, dude. Maybe if you had actually showed up.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, the Iron Hands are something else. Yeah, Shai said they're totally the I'm sorry you were offended guys.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you were offended, guys.
That is a good one. But yeah, now I'm fully behind, like, don't bring Ferris Manus back.
I mean,
it might be kind of interesting to see, like, his reaction to what the Iron Hands have become. And then him trying to be like, guys, don't stop doing this. But they're so machine, they're like, nope, you're weak. You're not our father anymore. Purge.
I would be happier if the goddamn, if we got a little bit of narrative consistency and they just stayed goddamn dead.
I would, alas. But you know, GW.
I know.
Is money, 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 money. Money.
I know.
Yep.
But despite all of that, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that kind of is the gist of the Iron Hands. If you read their abilities in game, it's exactly what you think it is. It's, here's this warlord trait called Merciless Logic, and all flesh is weakness. Mm-hmm. And then here's your psychic powers, which are Reforge, Blessing of the Machine God, Abjuration Mechanicum, Fury of Medusa. And that's the stuff you expect.
I don't suppose they have a rule where if they're facing an opponent that has more numbers and stronger than them, you have to forfeit the game, is there?
No, that's the Iron Hands rule. I screwed up. I just
that's
said
what
Iron
I'm saying.
Hands. That's the Night Lords rule.
Oh, that Night Lords would fit that too. We can't win this. We're out of here.
The difference, though, being that the Iron Hands are like, this will cause too many casualties. That is not logical. Where the Night Lords are like, man, I don't want to die. I want to go kill another child. Let's get out of here, guys.
I need to go. If I die in this battle, how will I be a proper terrorist?
Exactly.
Yep.
You got Soul of Iron, Optimal Repulsion Doctrines.
Wow.
And then, of course, their mainstay stratagem is called Mercy is Weakness. Of course.
And how are they in the tabletop right now? Because I know previous episode you said they had broken the meta multiple times, but like right now, it's 10th edition is coming, right? Have they been changed at all, or good, bad, mid?
10th is coming, I think, late June. Not out yet, but at the moment we're still in 9th, and they are probably a top 3 army of the game because
they're still very good.
Yeah, Space Marines got a huge buff, and they got the ability to use fancy Iron Hand things a lot easier now. And so now Iron Hands are incredibly powerful and way too good.
Ah, well, who are the top 3, if I may ask? If Iron Hands are like top 3, who are the other two?
Dark Angels are pretty up there. They cut a nerf recently. I think Gene Stealer Cults are actually really good right now.
I would not have assumed Gene Stealer Cults being up there.
Yeah, they got all kinds of weirdness going for them, and that made them really strong. Okay. Yeah, I think Chaos Demons are pretty good. Okay, I haven't played a lot of 9th recently because I'm just so burnt waiting on it, and 10th is it's right around the corner, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's a month away or something, right? So
yeah. There are some really interesting things the Iron Hands carry as well, like relics and stuff, too.
I was just about to ask. They got to have some wacky relics, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a – well, it's called the Iron Stone, which is a – it is gathered – it is a powered, like, device on their armor, which is a cluster of potent machine spirits that lurk in its coldly glowing shell. And whenever a nearby vehicle suffers damage, it'll connect to the machine, possessing its spirit and guiding its damage repairs. Just weird stuff like that.
Whoa. So it's like a self-repair thing for nearby vehicles?
Pretty much, yep.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's helpful. Sure. That's cool.
It's, It's weird, some weird stuff like that. Cool. There's like Betrayer's Bane, which is a gun. This is what's this? The Tempered Helm. The savant processor within this helm filters incoming information and presents it in a compartmentalized strategic sermons, granting a near omnipotent level of instant battlefield cognition. And then another big word, and another big word, and another big word.
Damn those big words.
Damn.
That sounds like a very useful helmet. Like, even if you're not Iron Hands, just the ability to process that much battlefield information is like, that's invaluable.
It's good stuff. All of their relics are just kind of like, I make me big brain, and that's
yeah.
Or kill make enemies me more stronger. Of a
robot. Make me smart like robot. Make me strong like robot. Make me heal like robot. Yeah.
Their main army rule is called the flesh is weak. So you know,
naturally, yeah, yep.
So you know, overall, that's basically the concept of the Iron Hands. That is basically the Iron Hands. They are a methodical, cold, grief-stricken, seethe and cope faction that have become horrible, horrible people through their grief. And by being horrible people, people hate them more, which makes them more horrible. And yeah, it's like this never-ending cycle. Mm-hmm. Yep. This never-ending cycle going down, down, down.
Yep, and until someone can break him out of it, which I'm assuming is probably what GW's planning for, like, a Ferris Manus return. But again, I don't know, this episode, I really, really like the Iron Hands. Like, I like the idea of them. I like that they're just all the stages of grief that just keep twirling out of control. They don't realize how out of control they are, and it just keeps spiraling and spiraling. I don't think I'd ever want to play them. I don't think I'd call them my favorite, but goddamn are they interesting.
They are certainly fascinating, and they are way better than Ferris.
Oh,
they are made better by Ferris's death.
I was going to say that you need Ferris to die for the Iron Hands to be as interesting as they are.
But like, I would hope that if they ever did a book or something to go more into Ferris Manus's lore during the Heresy, they end up doing making it more on the line of, man, I really hope my sons don't turn into awful machine people.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, it would be nice to have that kind of like, oh, like that tragic fall that's a bit more tragic.
Yeah, where he kind of sees it coming and he kind of sees that they're like, it's like, oh, man, my boys are a little weak-minded. I hope nothing happens that would make them spiral into that weakness or make them go robotic. Yes, yeah. Mm. A little foreshadowing of...
Anything else to add, Shy? Or are we feeling good? I'm feeling pretty good. I think I got the vibe across.
Yeah, I think lore-wise, this is probably up there for like one of my favorites so far.
Actually shocked by that, but I don't think anything will beat out the Raven Wing. You like immediately got sold
well,
on those.
Okay. Aesthetics-wise, I can't help but go for the edgy boys, right? Like that's my thing.
That's
me.
True.
That's my thing.
That's my thing.
That's my thing. Okay.
It's his thing. It's his
my thing.
Thing.
Jesus. Shy is typing. So
Shy,
I don't know.
The cursed words. Wow, DK, stop or Bricky's head's going to get too big.
Have you seen his forehead? It can't.
I mean, there's no worry about Ferris's head getting any bigger.
Ooh.
Ooh.